Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack and Scott here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, we have been trying as hard as we can to have balance in this gubernatorial race and extending opportunities for candidates to come on this show. And I think we owed Andy Dillon one more crack at this. And I would like to invite the Michigan Speaker of the House and Democratic gubernatorial candidate to join us now. Hello, Andy. How are you?
Very good. How about yourself, Jack?
Just fine. Are you glad that this is coming to an end? You've been going at this pretty hard for a while now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Election Day, and I appreciate that you're covering it because it clearly is a very important election. You know, you always would like maybe a little more time to get your message out, but I think we're ready to put an end to it and get the vote off tomorrow.
Well, you have talked several times on this show about your plan, your vision. Are you confident now that those who are going to go to the polls tomorrow share that vision?
I think so. I think those that have had a chance to really understand it and study it and know what type of public servant I am, you know, someone that will reach across the aisle and take on the tough fights. And, you know, I do believe that the state can, you know, turn around and we get our people back to work. And, you know, I bring the right background and experience and the ability to build the coalitions to move the big changes that are going to be needed to turn the state around.
The early polling showed you with a double-digit lead over your opponent, Virge Bernero, and that seems to have changed, if not reversed itself. Why is that? Why has he surged in the last couple of weeks?
Well, you know, they've been pounding me pretty good. You know, it's funny, in the Free Press yesterday, it showed TV advertising by campaign, and he had zero, except some of the groups that are backing him have obviously put in $2 million to, you know, distort my record and go after me. And, you know, that's going to cause some people to wonder who is really Andy Dillon and what's he all about. But, you know, we're fighting back and we're getting our message out. And I think people are starting to see through the negative campaigning. And they realize that, you know, we need a different kind of a leader to navigate the challenges that are confronting the state. And I do have the right background and the willingness to reach across the aisle and take on, you know, the tough challenges that we have to overcome in order to get the economy turned around.
Virge Bernero has tried very hard, Andy, to label you as a speaker of the mess. In your mind, why is that unfair?
You know, on the policy front, we've gotten a lot done. I mean, these are very difficult times. And, you know, we've struggled and had our battles with the Senate have been on the budget. But there's $3 billion less in revenue coming into state government today than there was just 10 years ago. And that means that, you know, there's pressure on budgets that provide health care or public safety or education. And those are, you know, values that we were fighting for, and we just didn't want to, you know, not make certain we were funding the essential services in state government. And we had a Senate that was happy to, you know, cut deeper than we thought was appropriate. But on the policy side, you know, whether it be the battery incentives or the film incentives or the smoking ban or the 21st Century Jobs Fund or the energy policy, I mean, there's been a lot done on the policy side. And most of what you've seen being done, you know, was me aggressively working to build coalitions and get bipartisan legislation through the legislature, because the reality is you've got a Republican-controlled Senate, a Democratic-controlled House, and somehow you got to find a way to work together. And I think most observers recognize that I was the guy willing to reach the cross and try to find compromise so we could move the state forward.
Andy Dillon of Redford Township, Speaker of the State House of Representatives, our guest on Ebling and You. Andy, when Virge has talked about the lack of things getting done in Lansing, and he has said that he is more of a traditional Democrat and has appealed to the traditional Democratic base, the people who are very likely to go out and vote tomorrow. Is this race going to come down to whether those who share your vision actually get to the polls?
You know, I hope that it's well-informed votes are being cast. You know, with all the negative campaigning and, you know, the distortion of my record, I hope that that doesn't carry the day. And, you know, the more voters I talk to, the more confident I am that, you know, we're going to prevail. But really, it's the folks that are fighting the reform. We have to embrace reform, and we have to change the way we deliver governmental services. And it's those that are looking to keep the status quo that are, you know, funding his campaign, spending over $2 million to maintain the status quo. And I can tell you, the state is going to have to experience change, whether we want to lead with it or it's going to be thrust upon us, because there just is not the revenues coming into state government to fund the essential services that are required by the residents and also that are required to make certain that we can turn an economy around. without investing in our people and our infrastructure, you know, it's going to be very challenging to get, you know, employers to come and expand and locate in the state.
Andy, it's very difficult for anyone to say anything other than they want to create jobs and they plan to create jobs. Virge Bonero can say that he has created 6,000 jobs and balanced 5 straight budgets on time. As you look at his credentials, what gives you the edge?
Well, you know, number one, I wish the state revenues were similar to the city of Lansing's. It was only this year that I saw any reduction in revenue during his tenure as mayor, and I'm happy for him for that. That made it more doable to pass his budgets, whereas we've been seeing dramatic declines in revenue. So we've had to, you know, cut very important and essential programs for this state. But, you know, I have 20 years of private sector experience. You know, the mayor's been in public service for 20 years. This is going to be a 6 different public office that he's seeking. You know, I can bring that combination of the private sector experience, understanding, you know, why businesses are struggling in the state, along with now 5 years of experience in Lansing. And I know where, you know, Lansing is part of the problem. When it takes over 3 years to issue permits or to navigate people through, you know, the regulatory maze, that's killing job creation in our state. So I'll bring this balance that I don't think his background allows him to do.
Some of the commercials we've seen in this campaign have talked about people who have cut jobs for whatever reason, and we have seen that attached to your name. Is that an unfair charge?
Yeah, in fact, you know, he talks about, you know, going after Wall Street and bringing investment on Main Street. That's what I did for 10 years in Michigan, and not one company that I advocated that we invest in, none of their business plans were about outsourcing or downsizing or dropping employment. Now, when you invest in troubled businesses, not everyone's going to succeed. You know, that's just the nature of the game. But every project that I promoted and pushed for investment in was not based upon either of those two accusations against me. So when you drill into the facts, you notice he doesn't say Andy Dillon did it. You say his firm. You know, he kind of clouds the issue there a little bit to, you know, level an attack that is very sensitive to people in Michigan, because clearly we've gone through some very difficult times. But if you want to look for someone that has the background to, you know, change the game and move the state forward, it's me.
We have seen a lot of endorsements in this campaign, and you've gotten some very important newspaper endorsements, and one from Detroit Mayor Dave Bing. How much do those matter?
Yeah, I think when people don't necessarily have the time to really know, you know, politicians are notorious for saying things that they don't follow through on. But before I could get those endorsements, I mean, I had to be interviewed, you know, by the major papers. But, you know, when Dennis Archer endorsed us, you know, he said, hey, Dillon, I want to make certain your urban agenda is real and meaningful and comprehensive, as did Dave Bing and, you know, also Charles Pugh, the city council president, along with Gary Brown and Ken Cockrell. You know, they wanted to make certain that I had an agenda that would help urban centers, which we do. We have a very specific plan, which people can see at andydillon.com. You know, we haven't seen the specific plan from my counterpart, and that may play part of the reason why the Grand Rapids Press, the Detroit News, Detroit Free Press, Michigan Chronicle have all endorsed my candidacy.
Andy Dillon, Michigan Speaker of the House and Democratic gubernatorial candidate, our guest on Ebling and You. Andy, good luck to you tomorrow, and we'll talk with you after the primary election.
Great. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners.
All right. We will be back in just a moment, and we're going to jump across the aisle, Scott. We're going to talk with Rick Snyder. Some people say may have actually taken the lead in this race now. Entrepreneur, and we're going to chat with him about some of his pro-business ideas coming up next on Ebling and You.